Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most amazing story about the Baal Shem Tov and its chassid, Reb Zev Kitzis. So as we have told another time this story, Reb Zev Kitzis really wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to live there and daven and learn Torah and do mitzvahs in the Eretz HaKodesh in the Holy Land. And for one reason or another, the Baal Shem Tov did not agree that he should go. So in this story, after asking many times from the Baal Shem Tov if he would have his bracha and permission to go to Eretz Yisrael, finally the Baal Shem Tov said to him, "I give you my bracha to go to Eretz Yisrael on condition that if anybody asks you a question on your way to Eretz Yisrael, that you think very carefully before you answer." And so Reb Zev Kitzis agreed to the condition. Later, most probably, he said that he would think carefully before answering any question that somebody asked him on the way. And so off he went, and it was a long trip. Part of it was by land, part of it was by sea. And eventually he came to a part of the trip that was by sea. That is, he was in a boat. They were traveling across the sea. They came to one island, and on this island, the ship stopped in order to get fresh water and maybe some other supplies too. And Zev Kitzis got off the ship, and he knew he had a certain amount of time, and so he decided to daven mincha. But maybe because of Zev Kitzis, when he davened with a lot of kavana. But in any case, he looked up all of a sudden at the end of mincha and he saw the ship was already disappearing from view. It had already left without him. But what should he do? It looked like it was an island that nobody lived on. He walked around and he walked around, and then all of a sudden he found one house there, one little house, and he hoped it was a Yid that lived there. He knocked on the door, and sure enough, it was a Yid. It was an old man with a long white beard, very, very special looking man, who was very, very friendly and said, "Zev, come in." The Kitzis wondered, how did he know his name was Zev? But he didn't ask. And the host, this old man, was very, very nice. And they spent a nice time together. And the old man told him, "Don't worry about missing the boat, because today is Friday. You can stay here with me for Shabbos. And on Sunday morning, another boat will come through here, and you could go the rest of the way to Eretz Yisrael." It was a most wonderful Shabbos that he spent with the old man. They davened, they learned, they had delicious food, everything that one could possibly want on Shabbos. It was so special. He slept there Friday night, and he slept there after Shabbos. And Sunday morning, he got up and davened and headed down to the dock to catch the next boat when it would come in. Sure enough, he saw the boat. It was already docked. He was rushing. The old man was helping him. And just before he got on the boat, the old man said to him, "So, Zev, tell me, how are the Yidden doing? How are the Yidden in Europe where you are living, how are they all doing?" And Zev was in a hurry because the boat was about to leave and he had to get his things on the boat. And so he didn't really think carefully at all about the answer. He just said, "Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem," the way sometimes we do. And he said goodbye to the old man and thanked him very much, and off went the boat. As soon as the boat left the shore, Zev Kitzis realized with great disappointment that he had forgotten what he had told the Baal Shem Tov that he would do and what the Baal Shem Tov had asked him to do. You remember the beginning of the story. The Baal Shem Tov said, "Sure, that if you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, that you think carefully before you answer any question that anybody asks you on the way. And so sure enough, he had forgotten. He was in such a rush to get on the boat that he forgot. And when the old man asked him, how are the Jews doing in Europe? He had forgotten completely about what the Baal Shem Tov told him to think carefully before answering. And just answered without even thinking, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And it's nice to say Baruch Hashem, no question about it. But he just said it kind of like automatically without really thinking about what he was saying. When he realized that, he said, oh, I have to go back then, because the Baal Shem Tov told me that he was only giving me his bracha if I would agree to think carefully before answering anybody who's asking me a question on the way. I didn't think. I just answered without thinking. So therefore, I'm not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And at the very next stop that the boat made, he got off and he went the other direction, got the next boat going back towards Europe, and back towards Mezhebush, where the Baal Shem Tov was. He was disappointed, but he knew that's what he had to do, because he had broken the agreement. He had agreed that he would only go if he would think carefully before answering any question, and he hadn't thought carefully. So he traveled and traveled and traveled. It was, of course, just as long of a trip going back as it was leaving. And when he came back home, he went directly to the Baal Shem Tov to give him a report. And he told the Baal Shem Tov how he was so upset with himself that he had forgotten the condition, that he had answered the question, how are the Jews doing in Europe, without really thinking. Just he said, Baruch Hashem, like automatically. Baal Shem Tov said to him, well, I know you're very, very upset. You didn't keep your condition, but it's okay, because the fact that you're so upset, this makes up for not having kept the condition. But now I will tell you who that old man was. Baal Shem Tov told the following story inside of a story. You see, the Baal Shem Tov said, that was Avram Avinu, the first Jew, Avram Avinu. And he had been davening and davening to Hashem, please, please, please bring the Geula. And Hashem answered Avram Avinu and said, Avram, the Jews don't really want the Geula that much. And Avram said, yes, Hashem, they do want the Geula. The Jews want the Geula very much. Please, please bring the Geula. No, Hashem said, the Jews do not want the Geula so much. And I'll show it to, I'll prove to you. He said, there's a Yid named Zev Kitzis. He's very, very truthful. He always tells the truth. And you can go down to earth and you can ask him if the Jews really want Mashiach to come. And that is what Avram Avinu in the story meant when he said, how is it going with the Jews in Europe? What he was really asking was, how much do they want Mashiach? But since Zev Kitzis had forgotten to think about the answer before he gave it, instead of saying, how are the Jews in Europe? What he should have said was, they want Mashiach. That's what the Jews are doing. They want Mashiach now. But since he wasn't thinking, he just said, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And so Avram Avinu understood that the Jews did not really want Mashiach that much, because if they did want Mashiach so much, then surely Zev Kitzis would have said that as an answer. That's just saying, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. He would have said, how are the Jews in Europe? Oh, they want Mashiach. They're crying for Mashiach every day. And so if Zev Kitzis had thought carefully, if he'd been able to think carefully before answering, he would have said, how are the Jews doing in Europe? Oh, they really want Mashiach to come. Then Avram Avinu could have gone back to Hashem and said, Hashem, you see, the Jews really do want Mashiach to come. So Zev Kitzis told me, when I asked him how the Jews doing, he answered, "Oh, the Jews really want Mashiach to come." But that didn't happen. And so, therefore, we are still in Galus, 300 years later. But of course, that's not the end of the story. Because if we would end the story there, it would just be a sad story. And especially during Pesach, we're not going to tell sad stories. Pesach is the time of the Geula. It's not the time of Tisha B'Av or something like that. So what is the ending of the story for us? The ending of the story for us is that we have to be ready every moment for the Geula. And we have to be ready at any moment to tell Hashem that we want Mashiach now. In fact, this is something that is very important to say. We want Mashiach now. And in many places in our davening, we say we want Mashiach now in different words. But if we look carefully at our davening, we'll see that in many, 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 many places in the davening, we are talking about Mashiach coming. And so it's very important, especially here at Pesach time, we have a special koyach, a special ability to do this. Think about the Mashiach, about Mashiach coming. To talk about Mashiach coming, and to do things that make Mashiach come. We do a mitzvah, that mitzvah will help bring Mashiach quicker. We give tzedakah, the Gemara says, the old tzedakah, Shem HaKadabat as a Geula. It's very great to give tzedakah because it brings in Mashiach quicker, the Geula quicker. And so therefore, especially now during Pesach, this should give us koyach to do this the whole year, to be very involved in thinking about Mashiach and talking about Mashiach and doing things to bring Mashiach, so that when Hashem asks us or Hashem sends somebody to ask us, how are we doing? We'll answer right away. We want Mashiach to come right away. Thank you so much for joining the story of the day.